وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
سيد عبد الله الموسوي.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Brothers, sisters, dear listeners, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to the program For Humanity. We are looking at the human traits and looking at things that makes the human being a human being. Because we always say, من عرف نفسه عرف ربه, he who knows himself will know his Lord. So we need to get to know ourselves, so we don't transgress, we don't harm other people. We keep ourselves in line. And the best place to go to is, in fact, the Holy Quran and the Ahadith of the Holy Infallibles, alayhim salamullah. One of these traits that kind of bugs us all and makes us really feeling sheepish at times, and that is forgetfulness. Al-nisyan or al-nisyanu. Now, when it comes to forgetfulness, it's one of the things that happen to us that if we don't pay attention to it, it will get us in a lot of problems. A lot of problems with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself and with his servants. Because through forgetting, we might forget promises we made to Allah that we will do. We might forget something that we have to do. And we said we will do it later, but we never did, like a salah that passed, or a fasting that we missed, or a taxes or sadaqah or khums or what have you that you have missed. And he said, you will do it. But with time, you forgot about it completely. Well, that's trouble. Or sometimes we forget when it comes to one another. I take a loan from you. I borrow some money from you. And after a year, sometimes I forget that I've taken anything from you. And you feel kind of embarrassed to remind me. So your haq, your right, gets taken. Or sometimes, even if you remind me, say to me, I think you took $1,000 from me and I would appreciate if you give it back, and kind of I need myself. I'm like, huh? Me? I took money from you? You must be mistaken. I would never do that. And I'm in trouble. So these are just examples. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us the classical examples of how human their forgetfulness can get them in a lot of trouble. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِذَا مَسَّ الْإِنسَانُ ضُرٌّ. When a human being goes through a problem, what do we do when we go through our problems? دَعَى رَبَّهُ مُنِيبًا إِلَيْهِ. He would supplicate to his Lord with humility. And me and you, 100% we've done that. Okay, because I'm sure you've been through issues yourself where you sat down on your knees and said, God, if you don't do this for me, I'm done. Okay? ثم إذا خوله نعمة من أو نعمة منه نسي. When Allah says, okay, fine, give him whatever he wants. And now he's in control, now he has what he wants. He forgot. كأن لم يدعو إليه من قبل. He will act as if he never asked for it. Like, I need some money and I beg Allah to give me money and he gives it to me. And then once I get it, I'm like, yeah, sure. Well, I worked for it. I got it. What does Allah have to do anything with it? I forgot the state that I was in the beginning. Then Allah says, وَجَعَلَ لِلَّهِ أَنْدَادًا. Not only he forgot, but now he's opposing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala head to head. And that's a problem. Because he forgot his state. And God forbid, me and you wouldn't want to be in that position. Let us take a short break and then we will come back.
Dear listeners, you're listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program For Humanity. So Allah says, human beings, don't forget. وَلَقَدْ عَهِدْنَا إِلَىٰ بَنِي آدَمَ مِنْ قَبْلُ فَنَسِي وَلَمْ نَجِدْ لَهُ عَزْمًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he mentioned that in chapter Taha 115, he says, we have taken a covenant from the sons of Adam, from each one of us. But he forgot the covenant that he took with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, he can't do much. So, his forgetfulness got him in trouble. Again, Allah says, وَإِذَا مَسَّ الْإِنسَانُ ضُرُّ دَعَانَ لِجَنْبِهِ. When he goes through hardship, he calls us to come close to him. Whether he is on his side, أو قَاعِدًا, sitting, or qa'iman, standing. فَلَمَّا كَشَفْنَا عَنْهُ الضُّرُّ. Once we took away all the calamities and all suffering away from him, كَأَنْ لَمْ يَدْعُنَا إِلَىٰ ضُرٍّ مَسَّهُ. As if he never called us to a problem that has befallen him. كَذَلِكَ زِيِّنَ لِلْمُسْرِفِينَ. And this is how those who go out of their way to spend and go on extravagant happens to they forget. So we need to understand that forgetfulness is not always a blessing. It could be a curse. If we forget the important things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants me and you to have and do. So even Allah says, for example, when he gives the whether it is the story of Qarun, when Allah gave him so much wealth, Qarun said, this is mine. Or when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for example, in chapter Az-Zumur in verse 49, where he also talks about how a human being goes through trouble or through a state of hardship, and then he says, once we give him whatever he wants, قَالَ إِنَّمَا أُوتِيتُهُ عَلَىٰ عِلْمٍ. Whatever I have is because of my own knowledge, is because of my efforts. What does Allah has to do with it? Then Allah says, بَلْ هِيَ فِتْنَةٌ. Surely this is just a trial. It's just a test. وَلَكَنْ أَكْثَرَهُمْ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. However, most of them don't know. So me and you, we need to understand that when Allah gives me and you, we have to give the rights of people back. If we make a covenant with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have to give that back. When we sit down out of desperation and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for help, and then he gives us, we have to remember our previous state as well. Not to transgress. Not to say, well, alhamdulillah, I was poor, now I'm not, so I'm going to do whatever I can. I'm going to do all the things that I've missed. All the things that I could have done before, but I didn't. Well, obviously, that's not a good thing. So, nisyan, forgetfulness, is good when it comes to letting go of things. Not caring about what people do. Forgiving the mistakes of your brothers and your sisters, and you let it go. That's a good form of forgetfulness. Beside that, we have to be very careful. Thank you for listening. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
اللهم صل وسلم على الرسول وآل النبي العظيم.